This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors. AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Cole Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance Agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Well, good evening, basketball fans, and welcome to Fond du Lac High School. It is WIAA Division I playoff action here this evening. A regional semifinal play as the number one seed Bondi Cardinals take on the Manitowoc-Lincoln Shifts here on a Friday. Spencer Wagon here with you from the Acuity Fieldhouse at Fond du Lac High School. Apologize if things sound a little bit different here this evening. Found out a key piece of our equipment, is not working as we come on the air just minutes before we come on the air this evening. So we are improvising here and using all my personal cell phone this evening. So we hope you bear with us if things sound a little bit out of sync this evening. We are going to do our best to bring you tonight's game kind of on the fly. Well, that's how sometimes things have to go here on the radio side of things. Tonight, the Cardinals coming in with a 15-8 overall record. Manitowoc-Lincoln is 7-9. Cardinals are the number one seed in the playoffs, in this region, I should say, and Manitowoc the number four seed. The Shifts coming in off a win over Sheboygan North in Tuesday's regional quarterfinal. The Shifts winning that one 61-40 on Tuesday night to advance to tonight's contest. Fond du Lac has been off since last Thursday, when they defeated Kakata in overtime, 87-83. Cardinals winning in that one in overtime, despite being outscored in the second half, 44-32. In that contest, a nice evening for Jay Dalton, 32 points. Henry Wright adding 20. Alex Grush and Drew Dickman each with 11 apiece. Cardinals only losing twice in the final month of the regular season, both losses coming to the co-conference champions in Nina and Kimberly. Cardinals, aside from that, 10-2 record in the final month of the season. Cardinals and Shifts tonight in this high school hoops matchup. Winner advancing to a regional championship game tomorrow evening. And if the Cardinals win, it would be right here at the Acuity Fieldhouse at Fond du Lac High School. We'll take a timeout. We'll hear an interview with head coach Dick Torg coming up in just a bit as the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show continues on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden, Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza. 12 varieties to choose from, all with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Fresh veggies for their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simple times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We continue our coverage of high school sports here on a Friday as things are really in high gear now. We had basketball and hockey in action last night. Basketball tonight, then more of the same tomorrow as we roll through the rest of the month of February and wind down the winter sports season. Fond du Lac Cardinals in action tonight. Regional semifinal game taking on the Manitowoc-Lincoln Shifts. And joining us for regular season review and a playoff preview is head coach Nick Ford. Coach, how are you today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking a little time to chat. We'll talk Manitowoc here in just a bit. But first, let's talk about the season as a whole. Very successful campaign thus far. Your assessment as head coach of how the season's gone here so far heading into playoff time.
Yeah, we've been playing good basketball, won 10 out of 12. You know, when you look at the season as a whole, we've had some we play a lot of close games. We've won a lot of close games. And, yeah, it's been good. Our seniors have really led. Our seniors are winners, and our younger guys have continued to get better and have really made some significant impacts. So it's been an overall good season. Our guys are gelling. we're shooting the crap out of it, and we share it well. So if we can find a way to manufacture some stops, we'll be in a good place going forward.
Yeah, 5-6 start. You mentioned winning 10 out of the last 12, and the only two losses in there were to the conference co-champs. So really a good finish to the season. What was the turning point in your mind for this team to really turn it on and make that run toward the end of the season here?
This is kind of going to be a coach's answer, but I honestly think a lot of our success this season has really been due to the summer that we had. Mm-hmm. We had guys that bought in and have worked their tails off. Henry Wright, Drew Dickman, Alex Roush, Cole Linder. Cole Linder's improvement is evident. You can go down the list, Jamari Dalton, Steven Schreider, guys. Colton Blank's a really dedicated guy. We spent a lot of time this summer, like when COVID came around, we got shut out of the gym and they started organizing workouts down at Buttermilk or Roberts, which are local parks in town. And they just really refused to say, all right, well, we're going to give up and not work. And we worked and we worked and we worked. And I think it was just kind of a way of figuring out how to win games. You know, we come from a place where winning 8 games last year, we hadn't played in a ton of close games, and we had Hortonville early that we lost, and we did some things we had to learn. We had Appleton North. That was a close game that we ended up losing. And those two learning experiences really showed us how to win those close games. But really, ultimately, it was the summer and the work that these guys have put in. Actually, really dating back to the last day of last season, Drew Dickman sent me a text, and he wanted to get shots up the Monday after our season was over. And they've been in the gym every day since. So, it's a testament to our guys.
For most improved, you mentioned Cole Linder before. I know a lot of folks out there probably look at Jay Dalton, too. Are those the top two you'd say for most improved this year?
Yeah, for sure. Cole didn't miss a workout this entire dating back to, again, day after the season ended last year. And his ability, his ball skills have gotten significantly better in the way he's shooting it this year. He was in the top 10 in the state all year. He just has got the last three. He hasn't shot it quite as well. So. But he's probably one of the top 10 shooters in the state. And, Jay's pretty incredible. Jay's growth on the court is almost as impressive as what he's been able to do off the court. And he's a gym rat that loves the game. And as good as he is right now, I think probably next year we'll be able to say the same thing. He's maybe our most improved guy. And I would guess even as a senior, he's just going to keep getting better.
Another stat that was brought to my attention, obviously, on Twitter earlier this week or late last week, was the fact that two of your guys, Steven Schreider and Henry Wright, are in the top 6 of the state on the 3-point leaderboard. Can you comment on that? That's a stat that I know you're probably proud of, to see two guys in the top 6 with that state leaderboard. What does it say about Steven and Henry's work in the offseason to get where they are here today with that honor?
It speaks a lot. And that, I mean, Drew Dickman was on that list for a long time. Cole Linder was too. Those guys are both the type of guys that are first ones in the gym before practice, getting up meaningful shots, not chucking half quarters, not messing around. They're in there getting after it, and they stay after. Henry shoots free throws every day. He's shooting threes. These guys have just fallen in love with what it takes to be good, and stuff like that's awesome because, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as they say, and they've proved what they can do. And what hard work can do.
Last thing about the team as a whole, senior class, you mentioned them and the work they put in, the seniors leading this team. 5 of them, of course, Max Siebert really dealt a tough hand. I know in the senior night write-up, coaches talked about the tough hand he's been dealt this year, not being able to play for his final year with the Cardinals. But the senior class, obviously, when they were younger players 2 years ago, saw the lowest of lows with just a 2-win season, and now, third place in the conference, number one seed in the playoffs. What else can you say about the senior class and what they've meant to Fondy basketball this year?
First on Max Siebert, I don't know if there'll be a guy that impacts our program in the way that Mac has and that he's shown up for pretty much everything since the day he got hurt in July. You know, he misses for doctor's appointments, but that's pretty much it. He comes to practice, runs the clock. He comes to every game. He's probably the most vocal guy on the bench. He came to summer workouts. The guy's just a winner in every sense of the word. And now our staff can go to guys and be like, well, you don't want to show up in the summer, but Max set the tone for what it takes, whether you have a sprained ankle or whatever. You know, being at practice is now a necessity, not something that that's looked at as optional. So in that way, he's been unbelievable. And really, you know, the thought that comes to mind is Coach Diener always talks about, or used to talk about, hungry dogs hunt hard. And Those senior guys were ready to win, and they wanted to do whatever it took to win. And, you know, they went through some adversity, which I don't think you can win at a high level unless you do. And they used that adversity as a way to motivate them rather than get down on themselves. And they really set the foundation of what this program's about and what we're going to be going forward. And, gosh, I mean, it's going to be a hard day when they're not around, and they're going to fight like heck to make sure that they get as many games as they can.
Well, the path starts tonight. Number one seed Cardinals, number four seed Manitowoc Lincoln. Looking at the stats for Lincoln, Mason DePirak, a guy I know that Fondy's seen before, is their leading scorer. Any specific keys going into tonight's matchup against the Ships that you're going to have to take care of tonight to get the win?
Yeah, they present some challenges to us. I think they're better than the record indicates. Actually, I know they are. Got kind of dealt a tough hand with the start of the year, but they're bigger than us. They're going to be physical. They're strong dudes. We're going to have to rebound, which has been a key for us all year. Dobriak is obviously a heck of a player, and he's averaging 26, two-time player of the year in that league. We just got to make it tough for him. If he's going to score 30, he's got to do it on 30 shots. He can't have an efficient night. He's going to have to defend some of our guys. We're going to put him in some actions, and we're going to try and wear him down and see what he's made out of toughness-wise, and hopefully his legs give out at the end of the game, and we'll be where we want to be.
Don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but a potential third time around against Oshkosh North or Oshkosh West coming up for Saturday night's game, should you advance tonight, obviously. Any advantages or disadvantages to seeing a team for your conference again in the postseason?
I mean, everyone always says it's hard to beat a team three times, but, you know, I think that has to do with teams getting relaxed. And like I said, our guys are hungry for success, so I don't anticipate that happening. And conference game, and then, you know, win it and you go home type of situation. We all know each other so well in the league, and everyone knows really everything that's going on with other teams. So it's not like we're going to walk up and confuse them with anything, or it's just going to come down to being tough and seeing who can get stops and put the ball in the basket a couple more times than the other guy.
All right, comment there from Fondy Boys basketball coach Nick Ford on the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show here at KFIZ, about 2.5 minutes away from start of tonight's game. Division One regional semifinal play as the Cardinals take on the Ships of Manitowoc Lincoln. We'll take a quick timeout, back with more pregame coverage right after this here at KFIZ.
We are hiring. As an award-winning heating and cooling company, AirTech Heating knows how important comfort is to your family. So we treat our team members and customers like family too. Together we make houses feel like homes. As we continue to grow, we're always looking for dedicated HVAC professionals to join our amazing team. We value experience and enthusiasm, honesty and integrity. We have full-time positions available for installers and service techs with opportunities for growth, ongoing training, and career advancement. Apply today at airtech911.com.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
All right, welcome back to the Cutie Fieldhouse here at Fond du Lac High School. Spencer Wagon here with you for WIAA Division One State Regional Semifinal Play. A little bit ahead of myself there. Regional Semifinal Play here tonight on News Talk 1450 KFIZ and KFIZ.com. Fondy Cardinals and the Manitowoc Lincoln Ships. Again, we appreciate you bearing with us here this evening. Trying to get back to our normal mode of broadcasting this evening. Just going to fire up the old Android, my own personal phone here this evening, to at least bring it to start of tonight's game, and hopefully we'll get back to what we're used to on the normal side of things here in just a few moments. We do have our national anthem and starting lineups coming up, but we'll tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by a lot of great folks, including Quest Interiors, also Taco Bell, AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Coal Oil and Propane, also Baker Cheese, and Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Two teams met last year, and they've met each of the last four seasons. Cardinals have won three in a row. Manitowoc Lincoln winning back in December of 2016, 62-59 over the Cardinals. But since then, it's been three straight wins, including a 64-61 victory over Manitowoc on the road last year for Fond du Lac. As I mentioned, Manitowoc winning in their first round game against Sheboygan North on Tuesday. Cardinals have been off since last week, Thursday. We'll take a timeout for the National Anthem, back with the start of tonight's game right after this on News Talk 1450.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do. Like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at Cole Oil and Propane.com.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Wisconsin, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
And welcome back to the community field house here at Fond du Lac High School as we get set for Division One regional semifinal basketball. Pawnee Cardinals take on the Manitowoc Lincoln Chiefs here this evening. Spencer Reagan here with you. Thanks for joining us this evening. And again, apologize if things sound a little bit different working to get our normal method of broadcasting back on the air. But we are on the air, and that's all that matters as we get set for tonight's game between the Cardinals and the Chiefs. Pawnee is in their home whites as usual with the Cardinal numerals and lettering, and Manitowoc Lincoln in the road red jerseys with the black numerals and lettering, the black shoulders for the Chiefs from Lincoln High in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Just up the road, Highway 151, or if you prefer to take Highway 23 up to 43, you can do that as well. It's usually my preferred route between the two cities. Cardinals will get the basketball first. They'll move left to right, and Manitowoc right to left as we see it in this Division I regional semifinal game. As we get set for action here, Alex Roosh will toss it in, and Roosh will toss to Henry Wright to start this possession for the Cardinals. Wright coming in for the right-hand side just to get out into the corner. They're working around here as it's almost stolen away as Dalton steps on the line, and that is an over and back, and Lincoln will turn over the Cardinals. And the Chiefs get the basketball, 17:47 to play in this first half of this regional semifinal game. Number one seed Cardinals, number four seed Chiefs. Dupirak tossing through top of the key. Going to get to Mattis Dupirak. Mason and Mattis Dupirak. Two Dupiraks on this team for Manitowoc Lincoln. As the Chiefs work with it here, Chiefs near top of the key, working it back over to the left-hand side, getting it to Cornell. Cornell feeding it down low in front of the basket, putting it up, no good. And the rebound out to Jay Dalton, and the Cardinals get their second possession. Scoreless, 45 seconds into the half, 17-14 to play in the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Henry Wright. Wright tossing over to Dixon. Dixon to Dalton in the left-hand corner. As Dalton finds it back out to Linder. Linder toss out to Henry Wright. Wright coming in for the right wing, and a whistle here and a foul on the Chiefs. Foul is called on Gage Cornell, his first for the team's first. 17 minutes to play first half, still scoreless on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Roosh will toss it in from the near sideline. He'll feed it to Henry Wright. right? Finds Dalton drives, kicks into the corner. Stickman, right corner three, off the mark, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Mason Dupirak. Dupirak working it up, getting it to Cornell. Cornell tossing into the left-hand side. In the left corner now. Let's get around the perimeter here. It's Wiegand. Wiegand, and it gets to Cornell. Cornell coming in for the corner. As the Ships have the ball, here's Dupirak. Short jumper, good. Dupirak knocks down the jumper. Mason Dupirak makes it 2-0 Ships on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 16-18 to play in the first half. Baseline drive for Wright. Wright coming in, kicking it back out to Dickman. Here's Dickman finding it out to Dalton. And Dalton along the left-hand side, back out to Linder. Linder at the right wing, now working it back over to Dalton. Dalton getting it over to Dickman. Dickman finds to Roosh. Roosh out to Dickman. Dickman for three. Good! Drew Dickman knocks down the three. 3-2, Cardinals. 15-50 to play in the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As Fonte leads Manitowoc Lincoln early in this game. Ships have it in the right-hand corner and a whistle away for the ball. And a foul is called on Fond du Lac here. Foul is on Linder, his first and the team's first. 15:38 left to play in the first. Fondy 3. Manitowoc Lincoln 2. As Bo Crane Jr. steps in, he'll step in for Cole Linder. And the ball stays with the Ships on this end. Get back out. Right-hand side, three. Off the mark, no good for Dupirak. Mason Dupirak, that is, as the Cardinals get the basketball, work it back the other way. There's Roosh. Roosh near top of the key. Roosh dribbling the free throw line. Now finds his way into the lane. Turnaround jumper for Roosh. Nice finesse for Alex Roosh. And Roosh makes it 5-2 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 15:10 to play in the first half. Here's Cornell. Cornell working into the corner. Left-hand side, working back out top of the circle to Jacobson. Now back into the corner, tossing it inside for the Dupirak, and it's knocked out of bounds by Mo Crane. It'll stay with the Ships on his end. 14:57 to play first half, 5-2 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Ships basketball, tossing it into the corner, getting it out to Dupirak. Dupirak driving, free throw line, short jumper on the way, good. Mason Dupirak now with four. He's got all four for the Ships, and it's a one-point lead, 5-4 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Now Dalton tries the three and carries the triple. Jade Dalton knocking down the three to answer. It's 8-4 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals up by four, 14:30 to play in the first half. As the Ships work with it here, Dupirak again. Dupirak getting it to the free throw line, now working it back out. Dupirak tossing to the top of the circle. As they dribble it into the right-hand corner. Dupirak again, mid-range jumper. Good! Mason Dupirak now with six. All six on the board for the Ships belong to him. And the Cardinals' lead is cut to two at 8-6. Here's Roosh trying to get to Dickman over on the left-hand side. As Dickman works it to Jay Dalton. Dalton over to Roosh at the left. Now to Dalton. Dalton, the ball fake, brings it to the free throw line. And brings it back out here to Henry Wright. Right, drives the lane, kicks it out. Left corner three, Dickman, good! Drew Dickman now with 6 points. Cardinals 11, Ships 6. 13:40 to play in the first half. Cornell brings it up the court for Manitowoc. Toss it left-hand side. With the attack to Dupirak. Straight on three, good. Mason Dupirak, all nine of the board for the Ships belong to him. It's 11-9, Fonte on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Roosh at the free throw line, flipping it back out to Wright to Dickman. It's Mo Crane Jr. in the corner, rolling it back out to Roosh. Roosh, the long three on the way. Good, Alex Roosh! Alex Roosh knocking down the triple. He's got five, 14-9 Cardinals, 13 minutes to play in the first half. Mattis Dupirak in the corner finds Mason Dupirak, top of the key, three-pointer, rims out, no good, and the rebound saved by Roosh into Dalton, and sprinted the other way is Henry Wright. Wright cutting through the lane, feeds to Dickman, out to Roosh again for three. Roosh hits again, Alex Roosh! 8 points for Alex Roosh, 17-9 Cardinals with 12:40 left to play in the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard, and a 30-second timeout taken here with 12:40 left to play in the first half here this evening. Thanks for joining us here on KFIZ. Spencer Wagon here with you from the CUNY Fieldhouse at Fond du Lac High School. And this game is brought to you by Eden Meat Market and Catering at 477-2711 and by Baker Cheese, freshness every bite. Freshness in every bite, that is, I should say, from Baker Cheese on County Road G in St. Cloud. Thank you for joining us here this evening. And a little bit different setup, at least to start here. Hopefully at halftime we can reconnect with where we're supposed to be, but using a little bit different equipment. Trying to get the piece of equipment we need back working. And we have our team working on that here this evening. But I think we're okay for now. Apologize if there's a little bit different sound of the broadcast this evening. We're doing the best we can here this evening. Wouldn't be 2020 or 2021 without some problems, right? 12:36 left to play. First half, body 17 and Manitowoc Lincoln 9. As the Ships have the basketball, as Mattis Dupirak has it here. Dupirak will toss it to the top of the circle. Here's Cornell. Cornell driving in right of the lane. Ball's on the floor, and a whistle and a tie-up will keep the ball with Manitowoc Lincoln. Number of substitutions coming in here with 12:19 to play in the first half. As Manitowoc will inbound here off the tie-up. Here's Dupirak. Dupirak coming with it. Dupirak running through the lane to the basket. Caught it and the foul. Mason Dupirak. And one opportunity for him. And the foul is called on Steven Schreider. His first and the team's second. And Dupirak will get the and one opportunity. Dupirak for his 12th points. And he does not get it. So 11 points. All 11 belonging to the Ships belong to Mason Dupirak. Here's Dalton through the lane. Kicking it in the corner. Schreider three off the mark. No good. Bruce battles for the rebound. Tips it back out to Schreider. As Dalton comes in and he's called for a foul. 12 minutes to play in the first half of the Quest Interior scoreboard as Fondi leads 17-11 here against Manitowoc Lincoln in this D1 regional semifinal game. Everybody wondering, why is that guy talking loudly onto his phone? Gotta do what you gotta do, folks, as the Ships come across the half-court line, trailing 17-11. We'll be back out here, Manitowoc Lincoln with Stewart in now. Stewart. Working it out to Mattis Dupirak. Here's Mattis Dupirak working it back off. Now back out to Stewart. Stewart tosses it into the corners as they work it in. Jumper on the way. Dupirak, good. Mason Dupirak, all 13 of the points for the Ships belong to him. 17-13, Fondi with 11:22 to play in the first half. Here's Dalton at the top of the key, working it out to Schreider. Fondi gets back to Dalton, left-hand side. Now here's Dalton, out to right. Right. Needs it to Schreider, right-hand corner. Bringing it in is Schreider, out to right for three. Off the front of the rim, no good for Wright. As Schreider tries to chase it down, Cornell able to keep it away from him. And the Ships will get it back, trailing by four. 11 minutes to play here in this first half. Ships with the basketball, working it to Mattis Dupirak in the corner. Out to Cornell. Here's Dupirak again. Jumper, free throw line, off the mark, no good. Hits off the heel, and Ethan Wagner-Lang scores for the rebound. Quick toss ahead to Dalton. Left side, three on the way. Jay Dalton off the mark, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by the Ships. Ships will take it back to the wing. Trailing by four, 17-13 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Into the corner. Driving in, and a travel call on Manitowoc Lincoln as Stewart called for the travel with 10:24 left to play in the first half. Dickman and Linder back in with 10:24 left to play in the first half. Fondi leads by four at 17-13 here this evening, this D1 regional semifinal game. Here's Wright. Right, working with it, right, bouncing to Schreider. Or excuse me, that's Dickman. Dickman out to Roosh for three, short again. And the rebound tracked down by Mattis Dupirak for the Ships. Mason Dupirak brings it across the half-court line. He goes to the right-hand side, works it into the corner. Works it back out to DePirak again. Now to Kennedy. Kennedy holds it, feeds it over to Stewart. Now working it over to the right-hand side. That's to Kennedy at top of the key. Kennedy will take it back over to DePirak right wing. Out to Stewart. Now working it back out to Cornell. Cornell going to drive with it. Cornell taking it to the rack. Count it and the blocking foul called on Fond du Lac. Foul is called on Roosh. That is his first and the team's third. And two shots here for Gage Cornell of the Ships. As Cornell makes the foul shot, a rooster sound effect was played on the crowd over there. I'm not sure if that was intentional or not, but Cornell will get one more. We'll see if, what other barnyard noises come from that side of the gym. Cornell ready to go, and he misses the second one, but an offensive board out to the Ships. And a whistle here at a jump ball will get it to Fond du Lac here with 9:32 to play in the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondy 17 and Manitowoc Lincoln 14 in this first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Spencer Wagon here with you as Wright brings it across the half court line. Wright working with it, right along the perimeter. Wright coming in, into the corner, kicking it out. Three on the way, off the mark, no good. Roosh taps it out, but well out of bounds, and it will go back the other way to Manitowoc Lincoln. Roosh tried to do the same thing he did before, tap it out, had his teammate be waiting there, but nobody was in position to keep that one for the Cardinals. As the Ships take it back to the way, they're trailed by three, 17-14 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. The ball poked away. Schreider almost takes it away, and it's out of bounds off of the Ships. So it goes back to the Cardinals with 9:01 to play in the first half, 17-14. Fondy has that three-point lead still. West Interiors, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh, also AirTech Heating, sponsors of tonight's game. Henry Wright bringing it across the half-court line. Wright coming from the right-hand side. One hands it out onto the left-hand side. Good! Three-pointer, Steven Schreider knocking down the three. Schreider for three makes it 20-14 with 8:40 to play in the first half. Body up by six. Here's Manitowoc with the basketball, trailing by six. Three in the corner, off the mark, no good for DePirak. And here comes Fondy. Schreider brings it up the court. He'll toss it to Dickman, and Dickman flips to Henry Wright to bring it across the half-court line. Excuse me. As Wright has the basketball here. Wright out to Roosh. Roosh top of the key. As Roosh will feed it over. Getting it here to Linder. Linder bringing it back out to Dickman into the corner for Wright. Wright in the right corner. Out to Schreider. Schreider finds Linder in the corner. Three-pointer! Call Linder! Boom! Linder knocks down the triple, 23-14. Back-to-back threes on back-to-back possessions for Fondy as they extend their lead out with 7:49 to play in the first half. Ricky back out top of the key, leading out to Peterson. Peterson for three, up the mark, no good. Kennedy, that is, as Dickman has it out to Schreider. Out to Wright for a long three, off the mark, no good. Wright nearly saw that one fall. And with 7.5 to play, it's Fondy 23 and Manitowoc Lincoln 14. Ricky it out to top of the circle for DePirak. DePirak step back jumper, rattles off the rim, no good. Another rebound pulled down by Dickman. Wright sprinting it up the court. As they kick it out here to Roosh. Now here's Dickman. Dickman out to Linder. Linder right side three. Go! Linder! Knocks down the triple. Cole Linder knocks it down. A full timeout taken by Manitowoc as the Cardinals extend their lead to 12 with 7 minutes to play in the first half. Fondy 26, Manitowoc Lincoln 14. More after this here on News Talk 1450
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Now with Taco Bell's app, you can build a box filled with your favorites for just $5. Personally, I go with the Chalupa.
What? You mean Crunchwrap Supreme. Plus that beefy five-layer burrito.
And perhaps you meant bean burrito, grilled with chips and nacho cheese sauce.
Nah, you got a vibe with cinnamon twists and a Baja Blast.
Eat like you with Taco Bell's $5 Build Your Own Cravings box, exclusively online or with the Taco Bell app. Must make selections from predetermined menu items at limited participating U.S. locations for a limited time online or in the Taco Bell app only. Contact store for prices and participation which vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra.
Welcome back here to the Acuity Fieldhouse at Fond du Lac High School as the Cardinals lead the Ships in this Division I regional semifinal game here this evening. Spencer Wagon here with you. 26-14 our score with 6:48 left to play in the first half. And a whistle and a foul is on the floor here. Foul is called on Jay Dalton, his first and the team's fourth. Ships retain possession here. They trail by 12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard, working it out to the top of the circle. Working it over here now to Cornell. Cornell working it back out into the corner. Ships trail by 12. They have the basketball here as they work it out into the left-hand side. The Pirak short jumper on the way, and he's fouled, and he'll get shot. 6.5 to play in the first half for the Quest Interior scoreboard. Foul is called on Mo Crane Jr., his first in the team's fifth. And who else but Mason DePirak will shoot two. DePirak makes the first. Mattis DePirak steps back in. DePirak has 14 of the 15 points of the board for Manitowoc Lincoln. And he'll try to make it 15 of 16 if he hits the foul shot here. And he is unable to. So it stays 26-15. Cardinals up by 11 with 6:25 left to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Dalton. Dalton taking. Dalton and a traveling violation called on Jay Dalton. The officials in the stands assisting with that call is... The Ships will get the ball back here, trailing by 11. Again, 6:18 to play until halftime, and we're going to try to figure out our phone situation at halftime here. I believe it's fixed. I got a text saying it might be fixed, so we'll figure it out from here. As Cornell has the ball on the floor, kicks it back out. They work it out here to Mattis DePirak. DePirak working at the top of the circle. Cornell into the corner, right-hand side, and a whistle here away from the ball. And this one looks like it'll be on Fond du Lac here. That is on Roush's second of the team's sixth. Cardinals have 16 fouls to one for Manitowoc Lincoln. As Ethan Wagner-Lang steps in. .558 left to play in the first half. And the Ships have the basketball here. They fire it down low. Left side, Cornell, jumper good. Gage Cornell makes it a nine-point game, 26-17, with 5:44 left to play in the first half on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Henry Wright. He'll bring it back the other way for Fond du Lac. Now here's Dalton, tossing it to the corner for Dickman. Dickman backs out to Dalton. Now here's Wright again. Wright feeds it to Mo Crane Jr., who hands it to Wagner-Lang. Wagner-Lang bouncing to Dalton. Out to right, left-hand side. Right, working with it. And a whistle here and a foul on Manitowoc. Foul is called on Stewart. Arian Stewart. Ball stays with Fond du Lac here. Moreland Stewart, actually. And the pass knocked away here. DePirak getting in there. Moreland Stewart. Not Marion University. 5:14 left. A 26-17 body advantage here. first half action in this D1 regional semifinal game. Thanks for bearing with us here this evening as we got off to a different start here, but I think everything has sounded fine. I can't really tell myself. Here's Wright with it here. Wright working it at the left wing, working around the perimeter. Wants to get back out to Dickman. Dickman fires into the corner for Dalton. Dalton coming inside, feeds it back out. Wright for three. Good, Henry Wright. His first points of the game are a big three-pointer to push the lead back to double digits. 4:44 to play, Fondy 29, Manitowoc 17. Mattis to Pirek at the left side, passes out to Cornell. Dalton almost collides with him, and almost knocks the ball away. Here's Cornell, reverse layup, good. Gage Cornell now with five, 29-19, a 10-point game. Under 4.5 to play for the first half on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Wright. Wright tossing into the corner for Dalton. Now back out to Wright. Here's Wright coming through the lane, kicking it out to Dickman. Dickman driving inside, tossing back out. Dalton left corner three, off the mark, no good. And Mattis Dupirak pulls it down for the Ships. Here comes Mason Dupirak. Dupirak coming in, and offensive foul called on the Ships. That is on Mason Dupirak himself with 3:56 left to play. Linder and Schreider stepping back in. Henry Wright coming across the half-court line now as Cardinals lead by 10, 3:50 to play in the first half. 29-19 our score on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Wright. Flipping it into the corner. Left side, three. Linder off the mark, no good. And the ball tracked down by the Ships as Jacobson brings up the court. They work it back out here. Getting it here. She's to top of the circle. Getting it to Stewart. Drive, left side, good. And the foul for Mattis Dupirak. So Dupirak with the hoop in the harm. And the foul is called on Dickman, his first and the team's seventh, and one opportunity here for Mattis Dupirak. Dupirak completes the and one. 3 points for Dupirak, and the lead is down to seven, 29-22. Bonnie's still in front, 3:20 to play before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Schreider. Schreider, left-hand side. Getting it out to Linder. Linder finds Wright. Wright comes in. Wright kicks it back out. Saves it in as Dickman almost turned it over. Here's Linder. Into the corner for Wright. Wright brings it back out. Wright finds the lane through the defenders. Kicks it back into the corner. Three-pointer left side. Good! Drew Dickman knocking down the triple. Big answer there. Back to a 10-point game at 32-22 with 2:50 left to play in the first half. You're right. Across the half-court line. Pirak, right side to Pirak, feeding it down low. Rejected! Jay Dalton coming in and slotting Stewart. Shot it tucked away. As Wright brings it up the court. Here's Dalton. Dalton, left side, skirts it back out to Wright. Wright tossing to Dickman into the corner here, working it to Schreider. Schreider over to Dalton, into the corner. Baseline drive, right out to Dickman. Dickman finds to Dalton into the corner for Schreider, right-hand side. Now here's Dalton. Dalton finding to Wright. Wright driving through the lane, putting it up. No, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is called on Jacobson, his first team's fourth. And Henry Wright will shoot two. Henry with 3 points. To make it even four, and he does. 33-22 Cardinals with 2:08 to play in the first half. And Wright sinks them both. Right now with five. Bonnie 34, Manitowoc 22, 2:06 to play before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As the Ships work with it here, Ships getting it out to Mattis Dupirak at the top of the key. Now off to Mason. Mason working with it to the left-hand side. Here's Dupirak. Dupirak looking down low. out to Mattis Dupirek. Now working it back into the right-hand corner. Ball nearly tapped away as Dupirek gets it back. Mattis tossing to Mason. Mason, left side, jumper, good. 16 with Mason Dupirek. And the Cardinals lead down to 10 with 90 seconds to play in the first half. 34-24 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. There's Dalton coming in, baseline left, feeding it out to Linder. Linder tosses it to Schreider. Now here's Wright again. Wright at the free throw line, out to Dickman. Dickman from the left-hand side. Dickman bringing it back out to Wright. Into the corner. Here's Schreider, and a whistle and a block on Manitowoc. Minute 12 left to play. In the first half, foul is called on Mattis Dupirak, his first and the team's fifth. As Kennedy steps in for Manitowoc with a minute 12 left to play in the first half. Dave Fond du Lac here. Cardinals lead by 10, 34-24. Right, we'll toss it in. Finds it into Dickman. Dickman for three. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound to Gage Cornell. Cornell brings it across half-court line. As Cornell hands it here to Dupirak. Dupirak into the corner. Gives it back out to Cornell. Here's Mattis Dupirak. Out to Mason Dupirak for three. Off the mark, no good. And the ball bouncing around. And it will stay with Manitowoc. Last touch by Cole Linder, getting his hand in there, trying to track it down and save it. And it will be a out of bounds to Manitowoc as Crane Jr. and Wagner Lang step in for Foddy with 47.5 seconds left to play in the first half. Ships have the basketball as Mattis Dupirak working with it here out to Mason Dupirak. Mason Dupirak has it here. And he gets to Kennedy. Kennedy working it around the circle here with 35 seconds left. A 10-point advantage for the Cardinals at 34-24. Here's Kennedy. Kennedy getting it to Stewart. Stewart working it back out to Kennedy. As Kennedy has it here with 24 seconds. Working it back over to Cornell here. As the Ships work with it. 16 seconds left. This is Stewart. Stewart handing it to Cornell. Out to Dupirak at half court. Here's Dupirak. Mattis Dupirak has it at the free throw line with six. Handing it off to Mason Dupirak. Jumper on the way. Off the mark, no good. And that is how the half will come to an end with the Fondy Cardinals up by 10, 34-24 over Manitowoc Lincoln on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals lead by 10 on that Quest Interior scoreboard, and we are at halftime. Taco Bell Halftime Show coming up here in just a bit. If our producer is listening at the station, I'm going to hang up and call back because I'm told what we're missing is not working, so that's what we're going to do. Apologize if there's anything that's not supposed to be on the air. Have to think of the next couple minutes, but we will take a timeout with Fondy leading by 10 here at halftime, 34-24. On the Quest Interior scoreboard. More after this on News Talk 1450.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. They also make fresh homemade pizza. 12 varieties to choose from. All with real Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Fresh veggies for their own homemade sausage or pepperoni. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market. Taking you back to simpler times.
We are hiring. As an award-winning heating and cooling company, AirTech Heating knows how important comfort is to your family. So we treat our team members and customers like family too. Together we make houses feel like homes. As we continue to grow, we're always looking for dedicated HVAC professionals to join our amazing team. We value experience and enthusiasm, honesty and integrity. We have full-time positions available for installers and service techs with opportunity for growth, ongoing training, and career advancement. Apply today at airtech911.com.
I
love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow, sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
It's the time of year when college basketball fans pay closer attention to conference races, and perhaps even more so to bracketology. And those who follow the NBA will take more frequent peeks at NBA mock drafts. Someone like Luka Garza goes remains to be seen, but National Player of the Year or not, if you have a role and play it well, it sure beats working for a living. We'll have more from Greg Gard after this.
Victory. It takes teamwork. It takes every player doing the right thing, being in the right place, and making the right plays. And never has teamwork been more important than right now, during our fight against COVID-19. So please, do your part. Wear a mask, practice social distancing, and wash your hands frequently. Because as a team, we will defeat this opponent together. To learn more, visit coronavirus.uwhealth.org. UW Health. Remarkable.
Earlier in the week, we talked about Frank Kaminsky, the 2015 Player of the Year, who continues to carve his path in the NBA. Now, where Luka Garza projects in the draft depends on who's doing the evaluating. Whatever the case, one would think wherever he goes, he could last for a while, much like Kaminsky.
It's good to be a role player. Not everybody's going to be Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving or LeBron James. There's 50 of them in the whole world. So you got to try to find that, as you mentioned, that one thing that you can be really, really good at. And it might be really, really good at filling the water cooler. You know, you just have to find the one thing to try to get your foot in the door. I mean, John Lure is a great example. I think averaged 8 points a game, but had a $40-some million contract. So found a role, found a niche, and tried to, you know, understand the lane he could be successful in, and stay in that lane.
That's head coach Greg Gard, who will take his team to Evanston for a Sunday night matchup with Northwestern. We'll have more on Monday. This is Matt LePay on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be the true champions.
Now with Taco Bell's app, you can build a box filled with your favorites for just $5. Personally, I go with the Chalupa.
What? You mean Crunchwrap Supreme, plus that beefy five-layer burrito and...
Perhaps you meant bean burrito, grilled with chips and nacho cheese sauce.
Nah, you got a vibe with cinnamon twists and a Baja Blast.
Be like you with Taco Bell's $5 Build Your Own Cravings box, exclusively online or with the Taco Bell app. Must make selections from predetermined menu items at limited participating U.S. locations for a limited time online or in the Taco Bell app only. Contact store for prices and participation, which vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
This thing on? I think it is. Okay, we're back. Thanks for joining us here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We are at the Cutie Fieldhouse here at Fond du Lac High School, and we are back to our normal setup. Thank you to those working behind the scenes to get everything back and rolling for us here this evening. We are back, and it is halftime in this WIAA Division I regional semifinal game. Fondy Cardinals leading here at the break, 34-24 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. And tonight's game is brought to you by Quest Interiors, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh, offering flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, and exceptional savings. We thank them for their sponsorship of high school sports. Leading scorers of both teams in this first half for the Fondy Cardinals, being led by Drew Dickman with 9 points, Alex Roosh with 8, and then 6 for Cole Linder, 5 for Henry Wright. Meanwhile, for Manitowoc Lincoln, it's been the Mason Dupirak show. 16 of the 24 on the board belong to him, 16 for Mason Dupirak, another 5 for Gage Cornell,
and three for Madison Dupirak in that first half for the Cardinals, or for the Ships, I should say, as the Cardinals lead by 10 at 34-24 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Other games going on tonight that we are keeping an eye on in the world of high school basketball. It is Division I regional semifinals in boys basketball tonight. Regional semifinals, I should say, across the board tonight. Regional finals are tomorrow night. Other game keeping a close eye on tonight, Oshkosh North taking on Oshkosh West. That game up at Oshkosh West, and the winner will play the winner of this game tomorrow in the regional final. Should the Cardinals win, it would be right here at the Acuity Fieldhouse tomorrow night. That is the other game of interest to these two teams. So other games going on in D1 tonight, other Fox Valley Association teams in action. Kimberly taking on West Appear, Nina hosting Kokona, Appleton North on the road at DC Everest, Hortonville traveling to Stevens Point. Meanwhile, Ripon playing at Xavier in D2, Stoughton is at Waupun in D2 as well. Kewaskum's at Grafton, just a little bit over from us. St. Mary Springs playing host to Lamira this evening. Also Mayville playing host to Campbellsport. Teal is hosting New Holstein. Elkhart Lake Glenbula hosting Sheboygan Christian, and Stockbridge is hosting Young Cogs. Those last two games are in D5. Tonight we'll have all the scores and updates for you this evening on KFIZ.com, also on the Saturday early show with Jerry St. John. That's coming up tomorrow morning from 6 to 8. Don't forget, or 6 to 9, I should say. Don't forget, we do have high school hockey on the air for you tomorrow as the St. Mary Springs Ledgers go for the Division II state championship tomorrow. Ledgers and Superior Spartans. Has there ever been a time where you played a team with the same nickname in back-to-back games? Beating the Somerset Spartans the other night, where St. Mary Springs winning 5-1 in the state semifinal. They'll play the Superior Spartans for the D2 championship tomorrow. That's bright and early, 9:30 in the morning from Wisconsin Rapids. Jimmy Cuska will be with you for that call. I'll be back at the studio with intermission updates and more during the game tomorrow, so we invite you to tune in for some state hockey tomorrow morning and then high school basketball tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. That's our upcoming broadcast schedule. As you heard, Badgers coming off back-to-back losses, losing to Iowa last night at the Kohl Center. Badgers back at it on Sunday evening against Northwestern, looking to right the ship, so to speak, as they take on the Wildcats. We'll have coverage of that Sunday at 5 right here on KFIZ. As we are almost done with the first, or with halftime, I should say, here. Fondi leads by 10 over Manitowoc Lincoln, 34-24. One more quick timeout. Back to the second half after this on KFIZ.
Successful teams don't take the field without proper practice first. At Cole Oil and Propane, they've been perfecting their craft for four generations. The team members at Cole Oil go to great lengths to make sure they know you and your needs, many times before you even do, like full-time tank monitoring, allowing Cole Oil and Propane to keep an eye on your tanks so you don't have to. Become a part of the Cole Oil and Propane team today. Four generations of success, putting their success to work for you. Find out more at coaloilandpropane.com.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
All right, welcome back to the Acuity Fieldhouse here at Fond du Lac High School. Getting set for the start of the second half here as we bring you Division I regional semifinal basketball. Fondi Cardinals leading Manitowoc Lincoln by 10, 34-24 as we start the second half here this evening. Ships will start with possession, inbounding right in front of me. They'll move from left to right, and Fondi from right to left as we see it here at the third row of the bleachers here at the Acuity Fieldhouse. Good crowd for both sides on hand. Of course, everybody masked up and, I guess, socially distanced here this evening. Ships with a basketball as they trail by 10. Get back out here, getting it to Cornell. Cornell tossing it down low to the basket, up it is. That is Jacobson. Jacobson with a basket there. Sam Jacobson makes it an 8-point game, 34-26. Here's Dalton. Dalton working it into the corner. Three-pointer, right-hand side. Good! Drew Dickman answers with the triple. 12 now for Dickman. 37-26 on the Quest Interior scoreboard, just 30 seconds into the second half. As the Ships work with it here, feeding it down low, getting it to Mattis Dupirak. Dupirak kicking it back out. They work it inside, and inside for Jacobson. He is fouled. Uh-oh. 37-26 as Roush has called for his third foul, his first or the team's first of the second half. Chips into the basketball, trailing by 11 on the Quest interior scoreboard as they work it back out here. Here's Dupirak, right-hand side. Mason Dupirak, double-teamed in the corner. Dupirak kicking it back out, working it here to Jacobson as Jacobson works it near top of the key. Jacobson, working it back out here. Here's Cornell. Cornell looking for some help. They work it back to the top of the circle to Wiegand. Wiegand getting it back out here to Jacobson to the right-hand side. Working around to Dupirak at the top of the key. Mason Dupirak. Dupirak, jumper. Good. Mason Dupirak with 18, 37-28. It's a nine-point game with 16-26 to play for the contest in the Quest interior scoreboard. Bonnie's still in front here in the second half. Here's Dalton. Turnaround, jumper good. Jay Dalton now with five. Second half has been Jay's half this season. Might be slow in the first half, but don't be surprised if he finishes in double figures. Lead is back to 11, 39-28 with 16:04 to play in the second half. Here's Mattis Dupirak working it over to the left-hand side. Going to get back out here to Cornell. Cornell holding it high over his head, driving left of the lane, kicking it back out. Here's Jacobson. Jacobson feeding it back to Cornell. Right of the lane. Working it in to Cornell going up with it as they work it back out to Mattis Dupirak at the free throw line. Dupirak working it back out. Left-hand side. Kicking it back out here to Cornell. Here's Cornell. Left of the lane. Cornell working into the corner. Kicking it back out to Mattis Dupirak. Dupirak just inside the arc. Jumper bounces off the rim once, twice. They tap it back out. Here's Jacobson going up into the basket. Good. Jacobson now with four, and the lead is 9, 39-30 as Linder gets it in the corner. Here's Roush. Roush feeding it to Wright. Now back to Roush at top of the key. Roush handing it here to Dalton. Dalton going to take it. Dalton right of the lane. Dalton for the basket. Caught it, and the foul for Jay Dalton. Dalton now with seven, like I said. And the foul is called on Spencer Wiegand. Wiegand, W-I-G-A-N-D. His first and the team's first as Smoke Crane Jr. and Ethan Wagner-Lang check in. 15:03 to play for the game. Cardinals by 11 at 41-30 on the Quest interior scoreboard. A 30-second timeout taken, so we'll keep it here and tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by Coal Oil and Propane, serving Fond du Lac, Lamira, Ripon, Campbellsport, and surrounding communities with top quality fuels, lubricants, propane, and customer first service. The second to none. They're online at CoalOilAndPropane.com. Also, a big thank you to Tim Cruz, your American Family Insurance agent in Fond du Lac at 921-7424. Appreciate his support. Our pregame show sponsor. Good to catch up with Coach Dick Ford. Appreciate his time, always, talking before the game. But the game itself, the strategy of the game tonight, good to talk some hoops, good to talk sports, period. As Jay Dalton will head to the free throw line here, trying to make it a 12-point game. It is 11 now. He gets foul shot here, and he hits it. Dalton now with eight, and Fondi leads 42-30 on the Quest interior scoreboard. 15 minutes to play in the regional semifinal matchup. This is Mattis Dupirak at the left wing. He'll hand it off to Mason Dupirak. Now it's to Cornell. Cornell working it left-hand side, tossing it inside, working it underneath the basket, sticking it up and in. It's Mattis Dupirak. Nice play by him, making a 10-point game at 42-32 with 14:30 to play for the game. Here's Roush handing to Wagner-Lang. Wagner-Lang will hand it to Crane Jr. Now here's Wright coming in from the left-hand side, skirting the baseline, dishing it to Roush, putting it up and in. Wright on the assist. Roush now at double figures at 10, 44-34 on the Quest interior scoreboard with 14:15 to play in the game. Here's Wiegand at the right-hand side, kicking it into the corner. Now working it back out, Mattis Dupirak, three, good. Mattis Dupirak showing the range, 44-35 with 14 minutes to play. As Roush has it here, tossing to Wright. Wright passes up the three, kicks it to Crane in the corner. Now work you back out here to Wagner Lang. Ethan Wagner Lang at top of the key, rolling it to Roosh. Roosh at the elbow. Roosh flipping it back out to Dalton. Dalton kicking it into the corner. Here's right, left-hand side. Back to Roosh at top of the circle. Roosh with it now. Roosh in the paint. Roosh kicking it out to Wagner Lang in the corner. He'll drive left side, kick it back out to Crane, working it back out to Dalton. Dalton working it out here, right, wide open three. Good! Henry Wright knocks down the triple. 8 points for Wright. 47-35, back to a 12-point game with 13-19 to play in the contest. Here's Dupirak, Mason Dupirak, stopping, left elbow, jumper, no, but a whistle and a foul. Foul is called on the Cardinals. Ethan Wagner Lang, his first, team second. And two shots coming in for Mason Dupirak. Makes it both, it's a 10-point game. He misses the first. Kennedy and Stewart in. One more here for Dupirak with 13-11 to play for the game. And he misses them both. 0-for-2 at the charity stripe with 13-08 to play for the game. Fondy leads by 12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Wright. Wright tosses Schreider into the corner for Wagner Lang. Wagner Lang out to Roosh at the left-hand side. Back to Schreider, top of the key. Now here's Wright coming in. And whistle here, offensive foul on the Cardinals, going back to Manitowoc the other way. Foul's called on Wright. His first, team's third, with 12:52 to play for the contest. It is Fondy 47 and the Ships, 35. And Kennedy brings it up the court. Work it here to Cornell at the right wing. Cornell, right-hand side, brings it in the lane. Looking it back out to Dupirak, and as he goes up with it, he runs into Henry Wright. They'll call a foul on Henry Wright, and they'll send Dupirak to the line. Shots here for Dupirak with 12:33 left to play in the game. Dupirak makes the first, 19 for Dupirak, and it's a 9-point game, or 11-point game, pardon me, 47-36. Whistle here and a timeout as Cole Linder will step in for Bo Crane Jr. One more for Mason at Dupirak. And he misses the second. 1-for-2 that time. 11-point game, Fondy 47, Manitowoc 36, 12.5 to play in the game. Here's Wright. Wright tosses corner. Linder three, left side. Good! Cole Linder knocks down the triple. That's a big three right there. 50-36, Fondy with 12:15 to play for the game. Mason Dupirak brings it off, tosses it to Gage Cornell as they work it to Dupirak again in the corner. Dupirak right side. Dupirak working it out to the top of the circle for Kennedy. Kennedy brings it to the free throw line. Looking inside. Pass is knocked away. Cardinals come away with it as Roosh almost has to take it away as he goes the other way, but he gets it back. Schreider skirting the baseline. Flips it back out. Into the corner. Wagner Lang for three. Off the mark, no good. Roosh the offensive board. Into the corner. Schreider left side three. Good! Steven Schreider knocking down the triple. Schreider now with six. And a timeout taken by Manitowoc with 11:36 to play. Fondy 53. Ships 36. That's the full timeout. Back after this here at KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
11:33 to play in this one in this WIAA regional semifinal game. Fighting Cardinals lead the Manitowoc Lincoln Ships 53-36 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Spencer Reagan here with you. Thanks for joining us here this evening. We're moving on to a regional championship as the road to state has been laid out, at least through the regionals so far. As you know, the sectionals will be seeded once the regional champions are crowned this weekend. So we'll see what happens there. It worked out not so in the favor of Winnebago Lutheran girls, who got the 3 seed despite being unbeaten, and they fell last night to Oostburg. Great season nonetheless, but sectional seeding, almost in their favor. Regional game here, Fondi leads 53-36 as the Ships have the basketball. Cornell stepping on the baseline and out of bounds it goes to Fond du Lac. And some cursing behind me, getting a little bit, intense. But the Cardinals will check Jade Dalton this year as Wagner Lang will take a seat. 11:16 to play, Fondi 53, Manitowoc 36 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. Did somebody say the word that rhymes with tuck? I won't say the real word because I'll get fired. Here's Dalton talking to Schreider in the corner. Back out to Dalton at the right wing. Dalton to Roosh here. Roosh at top of the key. Feeds back to Schreider. Schreider at the right wing. Working it out. Nearly turns it over, but gets it back. He'll flip it over to right. Into the corner for Dalton. Dalton holds it high over his head. Now works it back out to Roosh. Here's Roosh finding Dalton. Dalton at the right wing. Dalton. Getting it back out. Getting it to Linder. Linder rolling it in for Roosh as they work it back out to Schreider. Schreider finds to right, left side. Working it back out. Schreider, right side three. Short off the rim, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by the Ships. 10.5 to play. Ships trail 53-36, and they have the basketball here. Cornell firing it down low. Inside. Up with it, no, but a whistle and a foul. And that'll be Dupirak. Drawing the contact. Foul is called on Linder, his second, team's fifth. Dupirak gets 2 shots. First one for him is good. Mason Dupirak now at an even 20. Fondi 53, Manitowoc 37 with 10:21 to play for the game. One more here for Dupirak, and he gets it. Mason Dupirak with 21. Averages 26 a game for the Ships with 10:17 to play. Obviously, their leading scorer. As here is Dalton working with it here. Dalton dribbles it. Ball's on the floor. Dalton keeps it, though. They fire it to Roosh in the post. Roosh turnaround jumper. Rattles home. Alex Roosh. Roosh with 12. And it's 55-38 Fondi with 9:57 to play for the contest on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Here's Kennedy. Kennedy handing it here to Cornell. Cornell at the right-hand side as they work it back out here. Tossing it down low, looking for Mattis Dupirak, saving it into Roosh is Dupirak, and Fondi will take it back the other way. Here's Dalton. Dalton coming through the lane, kicking it back out to Schreider. Back out to Roosh. Or excuse me, that's right. Two, not two, three. Here's Wright with it here. Wright, left of the lane, kicking it back out. Now they work it out here to Dalton. Dalton finds Wright at the left wing. Now back out to Dalton. Dalton back out near half court, near the peak of the Cardinal at half court. Dalton going with it. Dalton coming in. And a whistle and a foul on Manitowoc. Foul's called, but Dupirak is second and the team's second. 9:09 to play for the game. Fondi 55 and Manitowoc 38. Marlon Stewart stepping in. Tossing it in to Dalton right in front of the hoop. Spins past the defender. Left side layup goes. Second chance up and in by Roosh. Roosh was right there to put it back in. And it's 57-38. 19-point lead with 8:55 to play. Working back out is Cornell. Cornell working it in. Taking it to the basket. No, as Stewart, Marlon Stewart. Misses. 8:43 left, and Fondi has the basketball. 57-38 our score.
Here's Wright, right in the corner. Wright bounces it to Rouge. Left side layup good for Alex Rouge. 16 as the Wright to Rouge connection finds it again. 59-38 with 8:24 to play for the game. Costa gets down low, getting it to Dupirak. Short jumper, no, as the ball's turned over by Stewart. Here's Dalton. Dalton feeding it back out to Wright. Now here's Schreider. Schreider right-hand side. Getting it back out to Linder. Here's Roosh again at the free throw line. Getting it back out. Wright, left side three. Kaboom! Henry Wright knocks down the triple. Wright in double figures, 62-38. On the Quest Interior scoreboard with 7:52 to play for the game. And a timeout taken by the Ships. It is a 30-second timeout on the Quest Interior scoreboard as the Cardinals have extended their lead out 62-38 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Tonight's game brought to you by Baker Cheese. Freshness in every bite. That's Baker Cheese. Also, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. And a big thank you as well to AirTech for picking tonight's game. Well, 7:52 to play in this regional semifinal game. Fondy in control here, leading 62-38 this evening. And the winner again moving on to play either Oshkosh North or Oshkosh West. So likely going to be third time meeting for Fondy and or the Spartans and or the Wildcats. Cardinals swept the season series with both of them. Ships of the basketball here. Here's Dupirak. Dupirak stumbling and throwing it out, flipping it out to a teammate. And it's getting it out there as the Ships work with it here. Trailing 62-38. Short jumper on the way. No, but a whistle and a foul. And that'll be Dupirak going back to the free throw line for Manitowoc. Foul is called on Dalton, his second, team sixth. And who else but Dupirak at the free throw line? As he gets the first, Mason Dupirak with 22. 62-39 with 7:35 to play for the game. And Dupirak six to both. Dupirak now at 23. 62-40. Lead is 22 for the Cardinals. 7.5 to go in this regional semifinal game. Here's Schreider. Schreider dribbling it out to Dickman. Now Roosh, or excuse me, Wright gets it. Not Alex Roosh. Dalton holds it high over his head. They get it back out to Wright here. Here's Dickman. Dickman out to Dalton. Dalton the top of the key. He'll take it right of the lane. Kick it back out to Roosh. Roosh comes in, feeds it back out. Baseline drive for Schreider. Flips it out. Right, left side three. Good! Henry Wright knocking down the triple. 14 for Henry. 65-40. Fondy up, 6:55 to play. Now Dupirak answers on the other end. Mason Dupirak with 26. 65-43, Cardinals with 6:45 to play. Here's Wright. Wright finds to Dickman. Dickman, top of the circle, out to the right, left-hand side. Wright works it around the perimeter, back out to Dickman. Working into the corner here for Schreider. We'll give it over to Dalton on the left. Out to Schreider for three. Short off the rim, no good. Ball bouncing high in the air. And Mason Dupirak tracks it down for the Ships. It'll sail the other way. Dupirak at the right side. Dupirak feeding it down low. It's knocked away. Good defensive play by Dickman to knock it away. And the Cardinals take it back the other way with 6:08 to play. My home area code, 6:08, 65-43 at the Quest Interior scoreboard. As Dalton works with it, Dalton will hand it here to Wright. Wright rolling it in here to Roosh, left-hand side. Roosh turnaround jumper, rolls off the rim, no good. As the Ships will take it back to the way, under six to play, 65-43. Dupirak right side jumper, bounces off the rim, no good. And a whistle here, collision, as Henry Wright gets the rebound. And a foul called on the Ships here. Foul called on Stewart. His second, team's third, as Hawk checked in here for the Ships. 5:42 to play. 65-43, 5:42 left in this regional semifinal game. top seed Cardinals feel like they'll be moving on to tomorrow night, right back here, home floor. There's Linder. Linder finding it out to Roush. Roush has it stolen away. Jacobson takes it. Jacobson in the lane. Floater good. Jacobson got the steal and the score. 6 points for him. And the lead is 20, 65-45 with 5:15 to play for the contest. There's Roush. Roush. And a travel. Roush travels. So another turnover on the Cardinals. As Wiegand checks in for Manitowoc. With 5:11 to play. 20-point game, Fondi 65, Manitowoc 45 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Wiegand has it here. He'll hand it into the corner, feeding it down low. Ball fumbled away. Dupirak fumbles it, and Linder steps on the baseline. So I'll just keep it down on this end. Ball stays with Manitowoc. 4:59 to play in the game. Wiegand catches in the corner. Wiegand has it here. Still holding it. Getting it to Dupirak. Free throw line. Jumper rolls off. No good. Roush skies for the rebound. Roush sprinting the other way. Roush flipping it out to Linder. Bouncing it into the corner for Dickman. Dickman, left side three. Good! Roush Dickman! 15 for Dickman. 68-45 with 4:35 to play in the game. Three-pointer right side off the mark there for Wallish. And a whistle here. That is on Cole Linder, his third, team seventh. So Dupirak will get a 1-1 here for Manitowoc. Rare Bird calling for the student section over left, and he makes the foul shot. Dupirak now with 27. 68-46 with 4:27 left. And he sticks it both. Dupirak now at 28. Body 68, Manitowoc 47 with 4:25 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. There's Linder. Linder at top of the key. Going to get back on near half court. He'll hand it off to Dalton. Dalton on the right. Dalton works it past the defender. Dalton giving it out to Roush. Now back out to right. Here's Dickman. Dickman nearly has it poked away as they get it back out here to Roush. Roush tossed into the corner for Linder. Linder feeds Dalton left of the lane. Dalton out to Dickman. Out to right. Three. Good! Henry Wright knocks down the triple. That's 17 for Mr. Wright. Body 71, Manitowoc 47, 3:47 to play for the game. Chips have it. Dupirak will launch away for three. Off the mark, no good. Bounces all the way out to Henry Wright. Wright will toss ahead to Linder. Linder feeds to Roush. Roush at the free throw line. Works it past the defender. Layup left side good. Alex Roush with 18. Bondi 73 and Manitowoc 47 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 3:20 to play in this one. Back out top of the key. Three-pointer on the way for Poff. No good. And a whistle here. As Roush comes down awkwardly, he'll walk it off here, walking gingerly over toward the bench. 3:15 left. 3:16 to play in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Bondi 73, Manitowoc Lincoln 47. As Roush is on the bench. I'll be gingerly over there. There's Will Bratz with it. Bratz checking in, handing it to Dickman. Dickman skirting through the lane, coming in right side. Wagner Lang has it rejected by Wiegand for the Chips. Back out here, getting it to Kennedy. Kennedy, jumper, no, but a whistle and a foul. 2:51 to play. Foul is called on Schreider, his second, team's eighth. Committed on Kennedy. What I'm trying to say is he's to the free throw line. Kind of kangaroo court is this. You get called for the foul and you get free throws. That doesn't make any sense. Kennedy will get one more, 73-48 with 2:51 to play. And he misses the second. Offensive board, stick back up and in. Makai Etheridge for Manitowoc makes it 73-50, 23-point game. Skirting out to Mo Crane. Crane through the lane. Crane and a travel called on the Cardinals with 2:37 to play. Rangy and Portman coming in for the Ships. With 2:37 left. Ship season will come to an end here tonight. Body 2:30 away from moving on to the regional final tomorrow night. Get back out. Here's Portman. Portman into the corner. They get it back out here. Repeat around. 2:20 left. Body 73. Ships 50. Ships have it. Really by 23. Wiegand has it here. Going to get back out. Top of the key here. Hoff. Hoff drives the lane. Has it stripped. Wagner Lang taking it back the other way for Fondi. Wagner Lang to the basket. Can't score. Can't finish. And a whistle here and a foul on the Cardinals. Foul is on Will Brotz. His first, team's ninth. And Spencer Wiegand will step to the line. With 1:56 left. First one on the way. Good for Wiegand. His first point of the game. Makes it 73-51 with 1:56 left. Second one's good. 73-52. Gutierrez checking in. That is Miguel Gutierrez. Step in with 54 left to play. Fondi 73, Ships 52 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals have the basketball here. Looking out to Dickman. Dickman finds to Schrader. Schrader out to Crane Jr. And here's Mo Crane Jr. Get out to Schrader here. 95 seconds to play for the game as Brotz hands it into the corner. Now Brotz gets it back. Will Brotz in front of the hoop. Brotz gets the roll. Will Brotz. The crowd goes wild for Will Brotz. 75-52. Fondi, 1:20 left to play in the game. Kennedy working with it into the corner. As they work it back out in front of the basket. No, ball bounces high in the air as Etheridge can't finish in front of the hoop. Low Korean Jr. with 1:04 left. We'll kick it out here to Drew Dickman. Dickman will take it. Dickman skirting the baseline, rolling it back out here to Schrader. Finds to Wagner Lang. Wagner Lang through the lane, puts it up, can't finish in front of the rim. And the Ships take it back to their way. 47 seconds left, 75-52 Cardinals. Now a three right side, off the mark, no good. For Portman, and a whistle here, and it looks like a foul here on the Cardinals as they battle for the rebound. Foul is called on Brotz, his second, team's 10th, and two shots here for Manitowoc. Miguel Gutierrez will shoot two. Gutierrez, good. 75-53, Cardinals with 41.9 left. Second one is good for Gutierrez. 75-54, 40 seconds left in this regional semifinal game. And the Cardinals are bringing across the half-court line, and that should be about it here this evening. We'll toss it around a couple times. Here's Crane, gives it to Schrader. 26 seconds left. Schrader holds it. Schrader works it back over to Dickman on the eye of the Cardinal at half court. Dickman gets it here to Schrader, and Schrader finds it back to Dickman. 15 seconds left. Cardinals moving on. They'll play for a regional championship tomorrow night. Will it be Oshkosh North? Will it be Oshkosh West? We'll find out, but Fondi will have a chance to punch their ticket to the sectionals tomorrow as they are victorious here on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Bondi winning 75-54 over Manitowoc Lincoln in this WIAA regional semifinal game here against Manitowoc Lincoln. We will take a quick timeout. Back to wrap it up after this. Bondi wins 75-54 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. More after this on Newstalk 1450.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Back here to the CUNY Fieldhouse at Fond du Lac High School. Final score in this WIAA Division I regional semifinal game. The Fondy Cardinals victorious over the Manitowoc Lincoln Ships here this evening. Final score, Fondy 75 and Manitowoc Lincoln 54. So Oshkosh North just announced they are leading with about 2 minutes left to play in that one. So looking like a third time meeting between the Fondy Cardinals at Oshkosh North Spartans here at the Acuity Fieldhouse. So we'll be here for that one tomorrow. But again, final score here in this regional semifinal game. Fond du Lac wins 75-54 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondy with the victory here tonight, getting in the win 18 points from Alex Roosh, 17 from Henry Wright, and another 15 from Drew Dickman, also 9 from Cole Linder, and 8 from Jay Dalton in the win. So again, 18 for Roosh, 17 for Wright, 15 for Dickman in the victory. Meanwhile, for Manitowoc Lincoln, it was the Mason Dupirak show, 28 for Dupirak in the loss, 8 points for Mattis Dupirak, and 6 for Sam Jacobson in the loss. So again, 28 for Manitowoc, the 24th Mason Dupirak, that is, for Manitowoc in the loss. With the win, Fondy overall record improves to 16-8. Manitowoc finishes the year 7-10. And as we mentioned, Fondy will be right back here tomorrow night. Cardinals will host the regional final, likely going to be against Oshkosh North. Oshkosh North was up big with about 2 minutes to play. They just announced at the or over the public address system here at the gym, so likely going to be Fondy at Oshkosh North tomorrow night as the Cardinals will play for a trip to sectionals and a chance to win a regional championship on your home court. Here tonight, going to be a pretty fun Saturday night, so we hope you'll come along with us. Our broadcast time will be about the same, 6:40, 6:45-ish tomorrow evening, and tip time set for 7 o'clock right here on Newstalk 1450. That'll wrap it up for us here on this Friday night. Have a great rest of your evening. Don't forget state championship hockey for you tomorrow morning. St. Mary Springs taking on Superior for the Division II state hockey championships. From Wisconsin Rapids, Jimmy Kuska has the call for you tomorrow. You can check him out, check out that broadcast, I should say, tomorrow morning starting around 9:15, 9:30 puck drop between Springs and Superior. That'll be here tomorrow as well on KFIZ. Again, repeating the final score, Fond du Lac 75, Manitowoc Lincoln 54 in a WIAA regional semifinal game. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been a special sports presentation of Newstalk 1450 KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Cole Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. To see future games we're covering, check out the sports broadcast schedule at KFIZ.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programs.